to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and joining me as always, Steve Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
I'm all right. I haven't been blown away yet, Jono. How about you?
Been locked down tight with all this wind going around, so good foundations on the house, so not too bad.
Good stuff.
But we're going to be talking all things teams, captain's lounge, and glove gate tonight, but starting off, the new changes coming out in Ultimate Footy yesterday, Steve, with a few positional changes. You got Hamish Hartlett adding defence. That was a no-brainer, that one. Broadbent adding midfield status, which is quite good. Jack Martin also adding defence, which was also a no-brainer on that one. And a few others. You got Richie Douglas adding forward status. Can't stand ya, adding midfield. Matt Shaw from the Gold Coast adding defence. Harms from Melbourne adding midfielder, and Kyle Langford from the Bombers adding midfield status as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're not fans of the position changes. I mean, especially on the eve of the finals. I mean, Jesus Christ.
No, maybe, like, I'm a Hamish Hartlett owner, but in our listener league, we don't positional changes, but, gee, that's a massive boost, especially seeing as we're in a year without, with all the defenders going down.
It's just ridiculous. That's all there is to it.
It certainly is. And in other news today, you may have heard Prestia has gone in for Monas knee surgery down in Melbourne. They yet to decide whether that's for the season or not, but you would think rest of the season, you reckon?
Oh, well, I mean, it's, why would you bring him back? Yeah, I can't see any reason why he wouldn't be out for the rest of the season. I mean, he's certainly going to miss, you would think, the first fantasy final at least.
What, are we round 17 this week? So yeah, at least a couple of weeks. So for, yeah, definitely.
So, bad luck, man, for the Prestia right now.
That's it. But on the other end of the spectrum, you've got crazy Ross Lyon saying Sandy and Johnson will play again in 2016.
I like it, Jono.
So do I.
I like the teams that try to actually win games. Like, I think you should be trying to build your culture.
Yeah, and that's excellent from Ross, where you go, no, we're not putting the queue in the rack, getting the best draft pick available. We want to win games of football, and it's good for the young kids coming through that, you know, whereas in other teams we've seen, losing is a good thing.
Yeah, so yeah, actually I picked up Michael Johnson just as a potential flyer. Never know what happens down the line. Maybe you win a final or two and he's come back and you've got an injury and you need to plug him in and he's better than what's in the pool, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been running laps in that at the moment, so I'm sure that's going to increase in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's we'll see how it plays out, but I'd be keeping an eye on those two, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And news in Melbourne, Collingwood hired O.J. Simpson's lawyer and used
he's
old glove defence.
Johnny Cochran's dead, man.
Is he really?
Yep. He's been dead for years.
Oh, I did not know that.
Someone else can go with the Chewbacca defence, though. That's always good.
The glove fits.
You must have quit. Yeah.
Oh, Clokey, your Collingwood only fine $1,500. I mean, that's ridiculous. Who cares? It's just a glove.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a great situation, though.
No, but some good news for the Gold Coast Suns with Sam Day re-signing for 3 years, three more years, which is good. Another key position there. You can play forward and back for him. So very good for the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's nice with all the talk of the midfielders leaving. You know, you build your team around your key position players, I guess, Jono, so good for them.
Yeah, and there's also talk of Ablett being traded at the end of the year. What a load of crap that is.
Seems hard to believe.
A bit bulldustish.
who knows anymore, Jono?
Yeah, and Dane Swan is also to have an operation in October, and he'll sit down with the club after that to make a decision as to whether he'll play on in 2017.
Yeah, I get the feeling he goes around again. What do you think, Jono?
Oh, he's got to go around. I mean, was he 30, 31? Had the year off, basically. Body be nice and refreshed. I could probably go one or two more years if he really wanted to, but certainly he'll go around in 2017.
Yeah, let's hope so. Anyway.
Quick question on that one. Do you reckon he'd get forward status again? Or your mid?
Oh, jeez, who knows? He played that 5 seconds. Is that enough to qualify him?
I don't know. We'll have to have a look at that heat map, I guess.
Well, there is no heat map. He just sort of...
popped down, and that was it.
There's the starting on the in the middle, and then he just... There's a line to the bench.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the heat map for Swanee.
But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you could head over to The Draft Doctors. We can follow us on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to Facebook, where we are on facebook.com/draftdoctors. And moving on now, we're going to talk the ins and outs. You've probably already heard the Swanee's game, which is starting well before the show drops tonight. So irrelevant, but starting Friday night, we've got the Dockers taking on the Cats with Mzungu and Barlow in for the Dockers and Langdon and Tucker both out. And in for the Cats, you got Stanley, Cowan and Kirsten in, with Mitch Clark omitted, big surprise there, Darcy Lang and Jimmy Bartel getting the old rest.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised to see a few Cats get the managed tag if they can. But, geez, it hurts. It hurts when it happens to you.
Certainly does, especially if you really, really need to win in these next 2 weeks before finals to secure that finals position.
Yeah. Yeah, or a top four, you know, whatever.
Or a top four, yeah, that's right. Good news for Barlow owners, who was tearing it up before that hand injury.
Yeah, I get the feeling Mzungu, I mean, I like Mzungu, but I get the feeling they're letting him play out the year, and I'm not sure he goes around again, Jono, to be honest.
Trade bait or just delisted, do you think?
Oh, I don't think anyone will trade for him.
It'll be a Townsend sort of pick 101, whatever.
It's just too old.
Yeah. And for the first game on Saturday afternoon, you got the Tigers taking on the Bombers with Sean Grigg coming back in after missing last week and Conker omitted. Looks like that lottery ticket didn't work after having an impressive first game back. And for the Bombers, you got Big Louie back in and Zaharakis for that gut punch, with Cooney being rested and Michael omitted.
Yeah, a lot of owners will be really happy in that game with Grigg, Zaharakis and Louie back in if you need a ruck. Should be a lot of fantasy points.
Yeah, Richmond will be up for looking to get a bit of a percentage boost, even though they're pretty much out of finals contention.
Yeah, I think defence will be at a... won't be the main feature of this game.
And to the next game, where I do smell upset in this game with the Roos taking on the Power at Etihad. You've got Nick Del Santo back in, Jared Waite and Wells, with Farron Ray out with that hamstring, Mason Wood a big out of that knee injury, looking like he's going to miss about 6 weeks, they're saying, and Dumont omitted, probably got a court case. And for the Power, you've got Stewart, Stan Gray and Archie in, with Cracker out for family reasons, Ebert out with that bruised lung, and O'Shea omitted.
Yeah, a lot of fantasy relevant guys, I guess, Jono.
Big time, especially with Wells, who's been both having great years.
Yeah, and just those, you know, the guys like Nicky Dowell, Sam Gray, Archie, they're all sort of relevant with all the injuries, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose Ebert, again, had a couple of good games the last few weeks as well. Again, going to hurt fantasy owners looking to push for finals.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I'd certainly pick up Sam Gray or Archie. I mean, remember this time last year, they all sort of started kicking in.
Yeah, absolutely. And to the first Saturday night game up in Cairns, it's the Bulldogs taking on the Gold Coast Suns with Tommy Boyd coming back from UFC 200 and Dunkley in, with Liver out that lung injury after copping a knee in the rib area last week, and Lucas Webb omitted, with Jared Grant, Hallahan, and Lonigan all in, with, man, how's this for an out? Ablett, Riscatelli, and Prestia. Like, the guts of your midfield just been ripped out right there.
It's not great for your old sons. Not great at all.
Nope. I was actually thinking Will Minson might have got a run with 2 metre Pete and Tommy Lynch, and a bit of fun at the moment. Roughhead going back and Minson running, but not to be the case.
Yeah, I get the feeling that Tom Lynch and Peter Wright's scores might begin to suffer with lack of supply, Jono.
Yeah, big time. Especially, yeah, they were getting that good supply and improved Gold Coast Suns, but yeah, it's going to get back to the start of the year, you would think.
But, you know, I'm sort of interested in Mitch Hallahan, to be honest, Jono, and Jesse Lonergan. We know Jesse Lonergan's got the defensive status, but, I mean, they're going to be the inside mids.
Yeah, and when Lonergan was the inside mids, he did put together a couple of good games. And we know Hallahan from last year, when these guys went down, stepped up.
Yeah, so there's, you know, there should be a bit of fantasy interest there. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but they're certainly worth a flyer if you need players.
Yeah, I'm more keen on the Bulldogs getting a percentage booster here, especially if they're looking to push for top four and those three big outs out.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, captain your Lockie Hunters. What's he going to do?
I've got one Bulldogs player for a captain's lounge for coming up, but I quite like him actually.
Only one, jeez, I could run through about five.
Oh, I could. Yeah, well, we're on a time deadline here, mate. So take it easy.
Oh well, you know, I know you're very Bulldog centric, so I thought you might have used all your five on the Bulldogs.
I thought about it, but some of them are quite tasty this week. For the other team, we've got the Crows going in unchanged against the Pies, with Greenwood coming in and for Solo going out with that shoulder. So you think Greenwood goes straight to Rory Sloan?
Yeah, it's very possible. Yeah, not a lot of changes. But you know, Collingwood coming off an impressive win, but two road games in a row.
Yeah, so, but Collingwood have always been that team that travel quite well anyway, so probably not going to... Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, right in front of me, Jono. Right in front of me. Never forget that. It's one of the greatest videos of all time.
What's that?
You haven't seen that? The Adelaide fan who just goes Burko going, right in front of me, right in front of me. There was a free kick paid against
him.
Oh, my God. Get home and... Oh, you are home. Google or on the YouTube, right in front of me, Adelaide Crows fan. It's fantastic. When Chris Tarrant got a free kick right at the end of this final... And slotted a goal and, you know, very controversial.
I'll have to check it out.
The right in front of me guy has legend status.
All right, I'll definitely check that out. And to our first game on Sunday, so far no outs for the Eagles, but McKenzie, Redden and Nelson all in. And for the Blues, you've got Tutt, Liam Jones, Buckley, Wiley, Jack, Nick Graham and Charlie Curno, with Walker going out with a knee, Dale Thomas a calf, Andre Everett omitted and Casbolt suspended for that gut punch.
Yeah, wow, they're really getting a look at a few guys here, aren't they, Carlton?
Yeah, well, it's getting that time of year, not going to play finals. You probably think Tutt and Jones say goodbye to them, but the other guys do got a bit of currency. I know Curno's first year, but those other guys got some currency, you would think.
Yeah, I guess if I'm looking at anyone, it's Nick Graham. But, man, Jack Redden had a good game in the Magoos for West Coast last week. You know, he's just been so bad, though. But I guess in a pinch, you've got to think West Coast will probably win this. But although this could be an upset as well.
Yeah, quite possibly. Again, Jack Redden, first year Blues at a new club. We've seen it many times over, and looks like it's happening to him again.
Yeah, it's just interesting, isn't it?
Certainly is. And for the middle game on Sunday afternoon, you got the Saints taking on the Demons, with Shenton, Templeton, Billings, and Sydney they're all in, with Shane Savage going out with concussion. And for the Demons, you got Bug, Wagner, and Brayshaw named on the extended interchange with no outs so far.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, Billings is interesting. He's sort of... Would you say he's... I mean, he's just been injured all the time.
That's the thing. Like, you saw him last year when he wasn't injured. He was playing some really good footy, but just can't get it together at the moment.
Yeah. I'm glad Billings, to see...
Brayshaw.
Yeah, glad to see Brayshaw back after the concussions, but...
Yeah, hopefully he gets more than 30 seconds this time.
Yeah, just stay on the outside a bit there, Angus.
Yeah, or deep forward.
Yeah.
But that's all I'm really liking this week. And for the last game, we've got the Lions taking on the Giants with Walker, Dawson, Cutler and Keys all on the extended interchange with Big Sauce Merritt out with illness. And for the Giants, you've got Sam Reed, Lloyd, Marchbank and Himmelberg named on the extended inter with Reece Palmer omitted and Himmelberg and Lloyd making their debuts.
Yeah, you got to if you're a Jeremy Cameron owner, you've got to love seeing Big Sauce go out.
Oh, big time!
And even
who they got down there?
Well, they got Harris Andrews, who we know has shown a bit, and Darcy Gardner a bit.
But they're not that big body, like especially who's going to take Patton.
Andrews is tall, but yeah, they're not.
They're not solid yet. They're not developed yet.
That being said, is Patton really a big clunker yet? Because he hasn't really put it together. So I don't know. I mean, I look at GWS to really.
Could be a game where you just pull one out of the blue, sort of thing.
Oh yeah, it certainly could do worse than rolling one of those guys out there.
Yeah, and Sam Reed, I've always, even the ex Bulldogs player Sam Reed, I like the way he goes about his footy. Good to see he gets another crack. Hopefully. That's it for the teams this week. We're moving on now to our captain's lounge, where we pick our captains for the week who are not so obvious, as in your Goldstein, Ablett, Dangerfields. And as always, I start off with the home team, and Steve has the aways. And it's going to be a bit late to get this going because I forgot all about it. But I've got Dan Hannabry as my first captain. Averages 107 Supercoach, 93 Dream Team, and in his last five, he's gone 110 Supercoach, 106 Dream Team, with scores of 159 and 143.
Yeah, so if you can access your time machine at home,
yep,
that'll be a good pick, I reckon.
But stay away from Tom Mitchell, because he is horrible against the Hawks.
Well, he'll probably be tagging Sam Mitchell again.
Yep.
I'll be rolling out as my first captain, Joel Selwood, Jono. Five of the last six games against Frio, all tons, both formats. Frio, do they have anyone? I don't know, but feels like a pretty good pick to me.
Yeah, I can see a bit of a revenge game after losing at home last week. They're going to be looking to kick on this week and get that percentage up.
Yeah.
My next guy is Dusty Martin. Only averages 91 Supercoach and 93 Dream Team against the Bombers. But his last five is 95 and 101, but that includes a 51 and 66. The rest were all around the 105 to 130 mark. So quite good for Dusty there. And he's been in gripping form.
Yeah, some big scores there for sure. My next captain is in the same match, Jono. Bit of a different guy. Yep. Brendan Goddard.
BJ.
BJ, earlier in the year, the Dreamtime match, 130 in both formats. But his career record against the Tigers is pretty phenomenal. In both formats of the Dream Team and Supercoach. So, like I said before, I can't see a great deal of defense being played in this game. And, you know, Zararakis back in, Lewenberger back in. I think it certainly helps the Bombers out.
And they haven't been horrible the last couple of weeks either, the Bombers. They've been quite competitive.
You know, the Tigers are the sort of team who could just put it all together and bust them out. But I don't know. It's Brendan Goddard, I think, is a pretty good option if you're struggling for one.
Yep, absolutely. My next guy is the Richmond captain, Trent Cotchin. Average 95 Supercoach, 100 Dream Team overall, but his last five, he's gone 110 Supercoach average and 105 in Dream Team. Having a pretty good year, Cotchin. A lot of heat on him earlier for racking up 40 possession games, but love the way Cotchin goes about his football.
Yeah, he's certainly having one of his better years. He's been great. My next guy, this is probably more of a Dream Team choice than a Supercoach choice. Steel Sidebottom against Adelaide. It's aside from by like 0.1, it's his best averaging team, or best team to play against. 111 Dream Team career, 97 Supercoach, so those are some pretty good numbers. Should be a bit of outside ball. In what should be a pretty interesting match, I think.
You would think, yeah, definitely. My next guy is former Western Bulldogs captain, Matthew Boyd. Played against the Gold Coast the 7 times with a 107 average in Supercoach, with scores including 137 and 131. And in Dream Team, he's got a massive 116 average with the scores of 136 and 128.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually captained him in the Listener League last week. So.
Oh, that would have worked out fantastic for you.
Yeah, he's doing all right. My next guy is Callan Ward of GWS.
Ooh, that your risky one?
No, it's not the risky one. Last time they played the Lions, Callan Ward just cruised around for a 149 Dream Team, 175 Supercoach game. Don't think the Lions have got much to play for other than, you know, they're probably thinking about next week when they got the Bombers showdown.
So, why am I Channel 7, is it? Thursday night.
It's probably the prime time match. Wait, when is it? We get spared that. It's the early Sunday game.
Oh my god!
What have they got to play for, other than getting games into young guys? I guess.
Yeah.
So I certainly like Callum Ward there.
Big time. And my last captain for this week is good old Nick Riewoldt against the Demons, with a career average of 115 in Supercoach, 106 Dream Team. His last five averages in Supercoach is 125 and 125 Supercoach, 120 Dream Team.
My goodness.
Pretty good numbers.
Pretty good numbers.
Expect the good old Enru to go full ham against Melbourne this week.
Yeah, well, that's...
Unless he doesn't knock himself out, which we hope he doesn't.
You can't really argue those numbers. Yeah, my fifth one, as always, is my risky pick, Jono.
Mm-hmm.
And this is full risky because there is nothing to back this pick up. There's no stats.
Isaac Smith again.
That worked out. All right? If you needed 70, that really worked out for you. Mitch Duncan.
Ooh.
Mitch Duncan.
That is Captain Risky.
I'm going the axed teammate, my girlfriend hating swag. If that's
what
a thing.
What was the story there? I didn't catch it all. I heard just a bit of...
Because Mitch Duncan's girlfriend apparently is one of the Hawthorn VFL players' sister.
Okay.
And Mitch Clark, when he was in the VFL, had a few choice words about her to the Hawthorn player, and...
Oh, offense was taken.
I don't know. I don't think it matters, but, you know, a bit of swag. We look for these angles. I think Geelong are going to smash them. Big open ground. Mitch Duncan, you know, no caddy. It's a thing, possibly.
Follow up and even kick a goal, maybe.
Hey, look, no one's captaining him, obviously. But I'm just, you know.
Just throwing it out there.
Maybe you've got Jimmy Bartel, Gary Ablett, Tom Liberatore.
Riscatelli, Prestia.
Yeah, Nat 5, Dane Swan. That was your draft strategy.
if you're sitting on top of the ladder, four games clear, going to the finals, and you got Mitch Duncan, send us a photo on Twitter or Facebook that you're captaining Mitch Duncan.
Hey, look, if people have got the loophole option, you know, like maybe the listener league shuts on Saturday morning, so you can loophole him on Friday night. That could be a thing.
Yeah.
So maybe you go, hey, maybe I'll take Stevie's advice and loophole away and bang out that. And, you know, maybe you look at that 75 and go, you know what? That's not bad.
But I also must say thank you for your captain's advice last week, Steve. You said, Jack Stephen, get on top of him. And I did and went full ham and got me a win and got you into the final six.
Top four.
Top four, sorry. Oh,
I'm top four. Well, I captained him in our league of records, so...
What did you go, 170 in Supercoach?
Just 170, yeah, just quiet 170.
Lazy 170. But now we're going to talk a few late-week pickups that you might be thinking of to fill in that position, who you're looking at. I've only got a few this week, so I'm going to start off with Connor Blakely from the Fremantle Dockers.
Yeah, I like it, John. I think Connor Blakely should be owned.
Yeah, he's only in 61% of leagues. When we talk percentages, we get them from the Ultimate Footy website. 61%, so still going to be in those shallower leagues, you would imagine.
Yeah, the game time rose for him last week, so hopefully that's a trend.
And especially with Mundy getting that concussion, who was playing on the ball, that we found out, could take a bit more time from the gap there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting situation. Who have I got? Ken Stanger. I think he's an interesting pickup. Against the Bombers, there's no reason they're not going to give him plenty of time. There's no reason that he can't score. He's named on the wing. Should be a bit of outside ball.
And we know Hardwick's going to play these kids for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and he's got no reason not to. So I think that's pretty handy.
Yeah, absolutely. My next guy is the keg on legs, Jonathan Segler from the Hawks. Owned in 81% of the teams, his scores the last few weeks have been pretty good. Going up against, Callum Sinclair this week should get the job done quite easily. I mean, we saw what he did last week and went, 128 in Supercoach, and can't think of his score off the top of the head, but it was about 110 in Dream Team.
Yeah, well, yeah. Going up against Naismith, actually, John.
Oh, who?
Because remember, Sinclair was terrible. My next guy is actually Tory Dixon.
Oh, man, that was my last guy.
From the Western Bulldogs. I think the Bulldogs should do a number on the Suns. That's just my perspective. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. So should be a few goals around. We know Tory Dixon's a deadeye Dixon. Rolling that quality joke out again. It's just Stringer's owned. Redpath's probably owned. I like Dixon.
Yeah, I also had Dixon too. Just thinking. There's once a year he'll bob up and kick that 6 or 7 goal bag and score that 130, 140. So I had Dixon as well, thinking it's going to be this game too.
Yeah, that's why not? You got anyone else?
I had Nick Haynes, but I don't think the ball's going to be going in defence too much for the GWS. And in a preemptive strike, I had Minson as well, but obviously not named.
Yeah, you can really roll back through all the guys we spoke about on Monday. I guess a lot of them are still probably there, like Took Miller maybe. But I'd probably shy away from the Peter Wright call.
Yeah, big time.
That doesn't feel great. And again, the Melbourne forwards, I think this will be a pretty competitive match.
Again, you look at that game between the D's and the Saints. There's no defence ever in these games. I mean, you look at Hogan, he bagged 7 at one end, and Membry's, 5 the other. Nick Rewald's kicked 4 or 5. Jack Watts kicked 4. So there's plenty to be had.
Yeah, those Harms, Kent, Vandenberg, you know, Canada. I would always go Harms first because I think he's the best of the three. But
yep.
If you wanted to go Kent, that's fine. I've got no problems with that. These are all pretty speculative late pickups.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, could go full Ham, could go full Bust, but that's what that last position in that four line's for, really, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. With you.
Yep. Any questions this week, Steve?
What do we think? Oh, we did have a question from a listener, and that is, what do we think about Robert Murphy? We've heard whispers, you know, in the media and whatnot, that he's back in training. He might be back for finals, all that sort of thing, Jono. So, just what are your thoughts on Robert Murphy?
In terms of picking him up, or just will he play?
In terms of picking him up.
I don't think you'll see him until round 23, first final. So I'd just let it be for now. I don't see him playing until that last by round, round 23 of the first final, to be honest.
Yeah, I actually picked him up a couple of weeks ago when those things first came out, as you know, Jono, and I've actually just dropped him. I don't see the value. There's other guys I like. So if he's occupying a spot that where there's someone else you like, I don't think you need to hold him. It was just sort of like a grab and hope there's news that comes out.
Just an instant get in, yeah. See, I'd be grabbing someone like a Sandy, as you picked up earlier, Michael Johnson, those guys where, you know, the coach has actually said that they're going to play this year.
Well, you pick him up and then you hope there's better news.
Yeah, that's why you look at people who've grabbed O'Meara. He's, what, 1 or 2 weeks away?
Well, who knows?
Well, he can play a full game this week, so you expect he gets through that, okay, he plays the week after.
Yeah, it's really interesting, all these guys. Oh, man, my man Brandon Grace, he's up to tied for ninth in the British Open, Jono.
Brandon Grace, how's my boy Montgomery going?
He's behind Brandon Grace.
Okay, so he's down the leaderboard.
Down the leaderboard. I got a lot invested in Brandon Grace, man.
And my other guy's like the last bloke to tee off, so that's all right. I have to wait till midnight till he tees off.
Who's that? Shinquin.
Yep.
Yeah, get on Shinquin.
We'll see how he goes when I go up in the morning.
Yeah.
That just about wraps up the show for tonight. No more questions. If you'd like to follow us on social media, head over to Twitter, where we are at the Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like button there. Ask us any questions you may have, whether it be football, movies, food related. We like to discuss all things, just no politics. And good luck in your league this week.
Oh, Jono, can you believe, right? I went to the supermarket the other day. Supermarket. Well, I was going to say shops, and then I went supermarket. but I went, and Emma likes honey on her porridge, right? But yep. I haven't bought honey in years. And I couldn't believe that there was only a couple of brands that made a squeezy bottle. They were all jars. Like,
I thought it would be opposite.
When you use, like, are people still bought? And this is the thing. I said it on Twitter, and people were on board with the jars. I'm like, but if you put your spoon in the jar of honey, the spoon
just goes everywhere.
Forget it. Like, you can never use that spoon again.
Yeah, I haven't seen honey in a jar for ages. It's always a squeezy bottle for me.
Well, I'm pro squeeze bottle.
Yeah. I don't want glass and stuff in my house. It's plastic. Throw it out.
I don't know. Well, someone did make the point that they used them for a cocktail jar afterwards. I guess people are making their cocktails in the honey jar, shaking
how
them.
How big are these honey jars in?
Hey?
If they're making cocktails, how big are these honey jars?
Oh, I don't know, man. You'd want some big honey jars.
Are you going to the Costco to get them?
I don't know, but if I make a cocktail, I've got my goddamn cocktail shaker.
Yeah, for sure.
And I can strain it that way, Jono.
Yeah, I'm going to Costco to get my 2 kilo jar of Nutella.
Yeah, I'm not a Nutella guy.
I love the Nutella.
I'm very pro peanut butter.
Yeah, if you're in the Crockett house in the middle of winter, that jar of Nutella would last 2 days. Mind you, younger brother would, you know, instead of slathering it on, just spreading a little bit on, he'd put at least, I would say, half an inch of Nutella on that bit of toast.
Interesting.
Yeah, so a lot of fights were had.
I'll bet.
As to where Nutella would go.
I wonder what the I wonder what our listeners' favourite spreads are.
Ooh, Twitter poll. What do you got? Peanut butter, Vegemite, Nutella, and you know, the jam?
No one eats jam. What are we, 65? I'd say the 100. Maybe.
Honey? What are you, Mary? Nah. What's the fourth spread that people like?
Bacon.
Bacon, yes.
I can't
just have the three.
I can't really think of anything more than... I'd say honey would be the other spread that people have.
Well, we'll put the four up and see what their listeners think.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's better be peanut butter.
Nutella. Nutella or Vegemite, I think, are the clear winners.
I don't mind Vegemite.
Love my Vegemite. But you got to get it right. You got to get that butter to Vegemite ratio right.
Well, I think the first step's... Let's not forget the important part, getting the goddamn toast right, Jono.
Well, that's right. Setting, well, every setting's different, but on my toaster, it's setting 4, perfect.
Well, on my toaster, it's setting 3, but goddamn Mrs. Fizz likes setting number 2, so I have to give it a little bit extra. And that's a bloody risky proposition, Jono. You got to
judge it. What if women don't like their toast any darker than their skin?
Well, I can't even butter the toast. It's just bread.
Yeah, that's right. So that's why I put them, as you know, my missus is quite small. So I put it up on the top shelf. She can't reach it, so it's always on 4. My toaster, my settings.
That's a good idea, actually.
Put it out of reach. They can't get it.
Because Miss Fizz isn't exactly tall either.
No, she's not. So the higher it is, they can't reach it.
Oh, goddamn. That's very enlightening.
Yes. For all men out there who like their toaster settings on how they like it, you're probably taller than your lady or man, who knows. Put it on the higher shelf.
Oh, life hack right there, Jono.
Oh, yeah. If she listens to this tonight, I'm in trouble.
Very good. All right, that's got to be it, man. The game's about to start.
Yeah, all right. Good luck, everyone, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right,